Patient name Christy Bolton, Christy Bolton. Date of birth 5/31/1980. Date of procedure May 11, 2024. Physician performing Bob Mohan Kama MD. Referring doctor Kenneth Straub, AENNETH STROUB. Indication dyspepsia. History of ulcerative proctitis. Procedure performed esophagogastrodurodenoscopy with biopsy and flexible sigmoidoscopy with biopsy. Description of procedure. Informed carcinoma obtained. Possible complications include bleeding, infection, perforation, duplication of cerebral possible cilicin, massive spleen, pain, but still placement of the position, surface of the lipid from the gastroscope, was in the esophagus, and the cerebrum, carcinoma, the lumbar, second, the cerebrum, stomach, jason, and surface, erectile fibrocardia, have some stomach, patient with the upper endoscopy exam. The patient then turned around to proceed with the flexible sigmoidoscopy exam. A digital exam was performed, will be carried on first video. Upper gastroscope was introduced through the rectum and advanced under mid sigmoid colon. A retroflex view was performed in the rectum. Careful examination was made of the rectosigmoid area and the rectum. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Patient altered the possible recovered portion and the complications. Findings: upper endoscopy, Z line 37 cm regular. Possible 1 cm of Barrett's like mucosa was noted. This was biopsied for histology. Stomach normal, biopsy is taken for Helicobacter pylori. Duodenum normal, biopsy is taken for celiac disease. Impression, possible Barrett's esophagus, otherwise normal upper endoscopy. Flexible sigmoidoscopy exam, scope inserted up to distal sigmoid, distal slash mid sigmoid. Normal appearance of sigmoid mucosa, rectosigmoid mucosa and rectum mucosa. Biopsies were taken from the rectum for histological assessment. Small to medium sized external hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexed view. Impression, normal rectal mucosa. Small to medium-sized external hemorrhoids. Plan, follow up in the office to discuss procedure results and biopsy results. Continue present medications. Avoid trigger foods. Follow GERD precautions. End of dictation.